Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Cree.
Good morning, Jamie.
My goodness, Cree, there is so much going on.
It's truly never a dull moment.
Oh my gosh, where to begin? Well, it is February and Valentine's in the air. We have Bake for the Animals back once again.
We do have Bake for the Animals going on. So there are lots of great ways that you can support the Humane Society through Bake for the Animals. Whether it's hosting a bake sale of your own, you can sign up on our website to register and people can donate directly either in person or online to you. You can also complete the pastry path. We have a couple of different local businesses in Stratford that are participating, as well as places in Kitchener if you happen to be out that way. So you can purchase, some of them are doing drinks or a baked good, and a portion of the proceeds from that purchase will come to the Humane Society. And then, of course, you can always make donations online as well at kwsphumane.ca, and this is going on for the entire month of February.
That is awesome. And so there's even special days coming up with this pastry path, including a day of February 14th at the Livery Yard, taking part in that, and then a one-day event at Revel Cafe, and that's for February 22nd. That's just a sample of some of the local businesses taking part, so that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. Lots of great people involved to help us out with this.
Fantastic. So you can get all the details on their website, kwsphumane.ca, and a pastry path is my kind of path, let me tell you. We've got more events coming up. This is a busy week. We've got Yoga for the Animals coming up Thursday. Is that right?
Yes, we do have Yoga for the Animals on Thursday. That's another event that we've been doing for quite a while at the shelter now. We have our amazing yoga instructor, Jackie Sinclair, who runs the class for us, and then we have lots of animals that will participate, usually kittens and cats and some smaller animals if we've got them. So that's from 6:30 to 7:30, again, this Thursday at the Humane Society.
All right, we'll share the details on our socials as well. And a big event, we know it's Valentine's Day on Friday, but we have a big event happening at the Stratford Center.
We do. We have an Adopt-a-thon coming up on Valentine's Day, both our Stratford and Kitchener Center. So we're going to have all of our available adoptable animals in shelter. So if you have been thinking of adding to your family, this is a really great opportunity to do so. We would ask that you come with every member of your household, as well as if you have any dogs, we would ask that you bring them as well. We also recently have in-center dog trainers that are going to be available to the public as well as to people who adopt from us. So that's going to make the process even easier for people. And we will also have some of our animals available at reduced rates. So we really look forward to seeing you all there. Again, that Adopt-a-thon event is this Friday on Valentine's Day.
And that is and you can simply drop in for something like that. Is that right?
You can. That's right. There's no registration required. You can drop in and be prepared if you would like to leave that very same day with an animal.
But what a great opportunity to get some information. And I like how you mentioned bring your whole family, because if you're interested in adopting a pet, it is really, it involves the whole family.
Absolutely, it does. Yeah, we want to meet them all. And again, if you've got a dog at home, we would like to meet them as well, so that your future pet can meet them too.
So that is happening for this Friday for Valentine's Day at the Stratford Perth Humane Society. But more events going on. If you've got a late night Valentine's Day date planned for Friday, they've got just the thing for you on Saturday.
We sure do. We're doing a Valentine's Day morning pause for parents on Saturday, the 15th of February. You can drop your kids off at the shelter from 9:30. The event runs until 12:30. We'll do a tour of the center, meet some animals, watch a movie, make a cute little Valentine's Day craft, and then there will be a pizza lunch as well. So again, like Jamie said, if you've got plans Friday night, you're looking for something for the kids to do Saturday morning, we have got you covered.
Wow, and we're just talking about events for this week, and there's Vet Club too, right?
Yep, we have Vet Club as well. This is a busy week for us. Vet Club starts this Thursday at our Stratford Center. So this is the second time that we've run the program in the last couple of months. It was so much fun the first time. It's a three-week, hour and a half each long program that's led by a vet or a vet tech. And the kids get the opportunity to learn about either physical exams, parasites, or enrichment. A really great lesson that is created by those team. And then we do an activity afterward that goes with it. Plus, of course, we get to meet some animals too.
Wow, that's just some of the events happening this week with Stratford Perth Humane Society at 125 Griffith Road, and you can give them a call at 519-273-6600, email info@kwsphumane.ca. Cree, is there anything else on the go? Of course, we do think about the chilly weather and our pets, and good to keep our dogs and cats certainly bundled up.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. It's been a long, cold winter, and it doesn't seem to be letting up anytime soon. We would say that if it's too cold for you to go out, if you've got a cat at home that likes to go outside, as mine does, it's probably a little bit too cold for them. Be mindful of any salt that has been put out on the road. You can get those cute little booties for your dogs to protect them from those, as well as being careful about antifreeze as well, and just generally be mindful when it's so cold outside.
Thank you so much. Great tips and more with Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Thanks so much, Cree.
Thanks, Jamie.